DJMCloud.com podcast, episode number 98, recorded June 26, 2013.
Big news from the Supreme Court. Of course, not long ago, they struck down portions of the Voting Rights Act, which is a terrible move. That handful of southern states need federal supervision of their elections until they figure out how to do them right. But then, the Defense of Marriage Act was knocked down, which is a huge victory for gay rights. And gay marriage was essentially upheld in California. So now, federal rights are going to be extended to gay couples. Well, at least as long as they have their marriage recognized in the state they live in. And this is only a partial victory. This isn't nearly enough yet, but this is an excellent moment in terms of moving forward, in terms of getting closer to equal rights, equal marriage. And so that's good news for progressives, liberals, a lot of Democrats. For the shrinking base of the Republican Party, well, they're going to take that as bad news.
Apparently they've been very cloistered. They were not aware that the most wise man in history, Solomon, said there's nothing
new
under the sun, and this isn't new, and it's been tried over and over, and it's usually tried at
that, to me, is one of the most hilarious things ever.
So, just in closing, I would remind you of the document that allowed the United States to claim its independence and be free as recognized by England, the Treaty of Paris, 1783. And if you will look at
that document,
see
the issue.
You'll see big, bold letters at the very top. Because put yourself in the place of the Americans. What would you make Britain swear under that they would be so afraid to go back on their word? What would you make them swear under that document?
Okay.
Required England to recognize our independence.
Stop.
What our founders came up with were these words: in the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity.
Okay.
That's why it started that way, and they did not believe that even the adversaries in war would have the nerve to go against that.
This is unbelievable.
What we now have today is a holy quintet who goes against the laws of nature and nature's God, and that's very unfortunate.
So I would disagree with what you just said.
And Louis Gohmert is just another stupid Republican with backward views, but he's a Republican from Texas, and for now anyway, Texas has managed to stave off the passage of a very restrictive abortion bill. And State Senator Wendy Davis staged a long filibuster that culminated in some amount of pandemonium in the gallery in the Texas State House. Natalie Holt is a violinist. She's a performer and member of the Raven Quartet. Well, she was anyway, but apparently her Raven Quartet fellow members were less than, well, they were less than encouraging about what she did at one of those talent shows in Britain.
100 years old. It doesn't mean that we have to play 200-year-old.
This is a clip from the Raven Quartet website.
We grew up listening to, which are things like Radiohead and Queens of Stone Age. So we started arranging stuff that he wrote. He was talking about when he wrote the song The Pretender, he imagined the opening riff to be played on the cello, which we thought was a really good reason to try and arrange it for the quartet, and it turns out it works really well. As well as playing our own show, we're really lucky because we get to back other artists, and like the last few months we've been playing George Michael.
The Raven Quartet includes member Natalie Holt, who she took eggs and threw them at Simon Cowell at one of those talent shows in Britain. And it was a protest, is the way she put it. She says in an article that she wrote in The Guardian, quote, "I have no desire to be famous and I'm not an attention seeker. My actions were intended as a nonviolent egg-based protest because I think Kyle has too much power and influence in the entertainment industry. I also just wanted to make him look a bit silly. I hoped it would come across as a British panto-style jape, which might also generate some more serious debate," unquote. So, there's Natalie Holt taking a stand for performers and, I guess, you know, how these talent shows really demean trained performers and maybe even demean art. And, you know, I think... you know, she might well have a point about that. There's definitely a lot of questions about Michael Hastings and his exploding car. The reporter for Rolling Stone and BuzzFeed was found dead in the fiery wreckage of his Mercedes in L.A. And there's definitely a lot of paranoia based on the fact that he had written that article about Stanley McChrystal that led to... basically led to Barack Obama sacking McChrystal. And... he claimed to be on to some stuff, and you know, I mean, I think that he may well have had some interesting stories coming up, and there's a ton of paranoia about what happened.
The only folks they kill, in my research, are people that have a smoking gun and who have extreme credibility. And Michael Hastings, associate editor of Rolling Stone, said, "I've got bombshell info on the CIA, the NSA spy scandal, and on women and sex with Petraeus, and what was behind that." Well, it was clearly sex operations. It was clearly sent in to compromise him. So it's an internal fight between the Army and the CIA. We've confirmed that across the board from a raft of insiders, from Steve Pachinik,
I don't really know. It.
A lot of them off record, I'm not going to say. Some of them are guests you hear on air, but some of them are off record. But Wayne Madsen's on record, many others. And that's when you get killed, is when you've got something. Oh my gosh, he's very credible.
Listening to the DJMCloud.com podcast with me, Dan McKeown. This is episode number 98 for June 26th, 2013.
Hello.
The general that heads the NSA has been talking to the media. His name is Keith Alexander, and he's a great symbol of both the militarization of the national security state, a uniformed general serving as the head of the NSA, and he is a very typical propagandist using the infamous connect the dots bullshit.
I think it reflects on the question you're asking. You know, my first responsibility to the American people is to defend this nation. And when you think about it, defending the nation, let's look back at 9/11 and what happened. The intel community failed to connect the dots in 9/11. And much of what we've done since then were to give us the capabilities, and this is the business record FISA, what's sometimes called Section 215, and the FAA 702, two capabilities that help us connect the dots. The reason I bring that up is that these are two of the most important things from my perspective that helps us understand what terrorists are trying to do.
So I would disagree with what you just said.
What Snowden has revealed has caused irreversible and significant damage to our country and to our allies.
No way.
When on Friday, we pushed to Congress over 50 cases where these contributed to the understanding and in many cases disruption of terrorist plots. And I brought with me a quote because I thought it was important to read this. And as an Army officer, you may know I can't read that good, but I'm going to try. This was a report issued by the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence in 2012 in support of the reauthorization of the 2008 amendments to FISA. And I quote, through 4 years of oversight, the committee has not identified a single case in which a government official engaged in willful effort to circumvent or violate the law. What that means specifically is we take protecting our civil liberties and privacy as one of our key foundational
principles. And I want to ask more about that, General. First, one more question about, it's pretty startling that you didn't know why the alarm bells did not go off. So what's to say that this couldn't happen again? There are about 3.5 million private contractors with top secret classification, about 1 million with government clearances. How can you prevent this from happening again?
Well, this is a key issue that we've got to work our way through. Clearly, the system did not work as it should have. He betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual with top secret clearance whose duty it was to administer these networks. He betrayed that confidence and stole some of our secrets.
So I would disagree with what you just said.
Actions that would give us the ability to track our system administrators, what they're doing, what they're taking, a two-man rule. We've changed the passwords. But at the end of the day,
Yeah.
We have to trust that our people are going to do the right thing. This is an extremely important mission, defending our country.
Oh, they betray that shit! Trust,
well, then we have to push it over to the Department of Justice and others for the appropriate action.
In the statement that Hong Kong put out this morning explaining why they allowed Snowden to leave, they also say they've written to the United States government requesting clarification and reports based on Snowden's information that the United States government had hacked computer systems in Hong Kong. He said that the NSA does all kinds of things like hack Chinese cell phone companies to steal all of your SMS data. Is that true?
Well, we have interest in those who collect on us as an intelligence agency. But to say that we're willfully just collecting all sorts of data would give you the impression that we're just trying to canvass the whole world. The
really?
Fact is, what we're trying to do is get the information our nation needs, the foreign intelligence.
Allegedly.
The primary mission in this case, and the case that Snowden has brought up, is in defending this nation from a terrorist attack. Now, we have other intelligence interests just like other nations do. That's what you'd expect us to do. We do that right. Our main interest, who's collecting
on us? I would advise you to leave us alone.
And I just say, come back, let's look back at where that source comes from.
That might kill me. I'm going to be really honest with you. I'll tell you why I'm really freaked out, folks. I know in my gut that they are sitting back, and there have been discussions undoubtedly about whacking yours truly. I will guarantee you they got their finger on the trigger. It's being debated. And some other agency or group might just say, I'm sick of that guy, do it. Well, you know what? You know what? Whatever happens, happens, because I'm in God's hands, and I'm not going to stop. So just understand that, because all I got to think about is what you're doing to innocent people all over the world. And it's not some heroic thing. I will stand up for the children of the world. You people are hurting. I will stand up for the women.
Why?
I will stand up for the men that can't protect themselves. I will stand up for them. You understand that? Because I want people to stand up for me and my family. We all stand together and we hang separate. You got that?
قراری که ما شما قبلا هم آمادگی داشتیم برای عملیاتی که در
منطقه
بیان زود فردا ساعت صبح وقت دیگه ما چیز میکنیم خدا خواسته باشه یک عملیاتی با مشترک همراه پلیس محلی ما داریم که پلیس محلی ما داخل ساحه همراه ما میشیم
I don't care
زمانی که ما داخل ساحه میشیم تقریبا به سه گروه ما تقسیم میشیم گروه اول ما گروه مانور است گروپ دوم ما گروپ امایه آتش است گروپ سوم ما گروپ ریزرف است زمانی که ما صبح وقت حرکت کردیم میاییم به آخونزاده خیل از آخونزاده خیل همراه پلیس محلی یک جای میشیم پلیس محلی به خاطر چند گپ همراه ما میباشن پلیس محلی نسبت از اینکه شناخت بیشتر در مورد دشمن دارن یک دیگر رایی که دشمن مین نداره رایی که به اصطلاح مین نداره و دشمن اون نقطه را به اصطلاح منگذاری نکده برای پلیس محلی معلوم است و این مونات ما اگر داخل ساحه شویم هم با مین دشمن
Why?
سر بخوریم هم با خود دشمن سر بخوریم این ما شما را به یک مشکل بسیار وسیع بر میخورن عدد در
جیبان جمعه
یا خود در اوجه RPG RPG کی هست؟ RPG برو در اوجه
بود Dude, slow down Check yourself Stop the insanity
They're still completely dominated by the northern ethnic groups. There are very few southern Pashtuns.
Okay.
The army are southern Pashtuns. So a lot of southern Pashtuns see the Afghan National Army as being almost as foreign as we look to them. Back in 2001, 2002, we could have created an actual national army, but it's an exaggeration to call this a national army. It's not a national army, it's the Northern Alliance. It's the historical enemies of the Taliban.
It's a joke!
One thing you do see is with these guys is they've got pictures of Massoud everywhere.
Right, who was the leader of the Northern Alliance.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was just another warlord like the other one.
Well, you talk to Afghans, and many Afghans will say, listen, you in the West love Massoud, but, you know, when they shelled Kabul, tens of thousands of civilians were killed. And entering into these southern villages with pictures of Massoud.
This is unbelievable.